It is time for us to come together as one united people.
Those were a few of the words from President-elect Donald J. Trump during his victory speech on November 9th.
Not my president!
And that was the voice of students gathered to protest on the streets of Santa Barbara to express their feelings after the election. Seeing many protests online and on the news, I had decided to ask students and school counselors about their concerns and their point of views of President-elect Donald J. Trump's new policies on student financial aid and students with Visa or Dreamers.
My name is Damon Hickman. I'm a student at Antioch University, Santa Barbara. The protests happening because of President-elect Trump's soon-to-be presidency, I think that they are justified, and I think that protests are a healthy way of releasing some of that energy and some of that passion, and just, I think it's a healthy outlet as long as it stays nonviolent.
My name is Suhei Sanchez, and I go to Antioch University. They're getting involved because it's something that is really close to them. They don't want, you know, all the things that he has said, attacking groups of people, and they feel passionate to defend those groups of people and not wanting this huge change to happen.
My name is Tony Urban, and I am the Associate Director of Admissions for Antioch University, Santa Barbara. Students, especially on our campus, have demonstrated their frustration, for the most part, with the election results. The best way I can describe what the feeling is regarding the results is a feeling of deflation. And by that, I mean, you know, people have been walking around just deflated, not sure how to feel, and not a whole lot of energy regarding the topic because it is frustrating. You do have individuals who are feeling like they're more entitled to express their opinions regarding certain races, certain individuals, certain people with certain backgrounds, colors, and that is also popping up now more across the country. You know, with hate crimes and violent acts. We received an email just last week about administration telling students, you know, there are ways to express your opinion, but treating other students like their opinion doesn't matter, or treating them like they are lesser than other students from certain backgrounds or races, you know, it's completely wrong.
So do you think President-elect Donald J. Trump's policies would affect students in any way? And would the most affected be the students with Visa or DACA?
Especially for those students who it directly affects, such as students who have a DACA number, who aren't legal citizens of the U.S. or who are granted temporary citizenship because they're in school or because they're working. So if that were to happen now, and the visas were to be reevaluated or changed, 30% of our population would be lost.
I hope it doesn't, because this is something that they fought for a long time. And for President Obama, give them, you know, like the dreamers, the opportunity to be in school, have financial aid, and work. That's something that if it's taken away from them, they lose all hope again.
Are there any optimistic views on President-elect Donald J. Trump's policies?
I don't see any silver lining at the moment for them. It's frustrating for us because, you know, we have students who aren't only directly affected right now by this. Their potential future education is in limbo. Their lives here are in limbo. Their families are being jeopardized due to the threat of deportation. Students who are even applying to Antioch at this very moment who, and although we're not really addressing this, saying, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, we're positioning ourselves as a sanctuary school for these students. And in the event that Donald Trump came up and said, yes, we're putting this into action, deportations are beginning, individuals from the community, not just students, individuals from the community can come here and seek refuge and be on a safe campus in a safe place where authorities could not come onto campus and deport these people.
Oh, I think that it's very important to stay realistic about some of the potential outcomes, but again, anything's possible. I think that he's a human being and we have to play the cards we've been dealt and deal with it collectively as a society and find the silver lining. And if we cannot find that silver lining, we need to become more a part of the political process.
You know, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. He has retracted a lot of what he said, which is good. But at the same time, he says one thing, then does something else. And I'll just wait and see what happens.
Unfortunately, you know, we just won't know what's going to happen moving forward until he takes the presidency and we see where we are as a nation and as a school and as a community.
Shortly after my interviews with Damon Sugwe and Tony Urban, Time magazine nominated President-elect Donald J. Trump as Person of the Year. During his interview with Time, he mentioned that they would work something that will make people happy and proud. He also said that they were brought here at a very young age without knowing what was going on, and they worked here, and they've gone to school here, and some were good students, and some had wonderful jobs. I am Howard Vega, broadcasting for Antioch Radio.